It's Neil Atkinson, it's lower league, and we're going to start at the top of the championship with a side who, I think, Michael, top of the championship often in people's minds, and certainly with the cushion that Norwich have currently got, people, well, it's Michael Bailey, by the way, from The Athletic, I should say that, but you've got to be better at hosting, you think I've got enough experience. You think that it's been relatively plain sailing for Norwich, but I think one of the most impressive things about this team this season from afar is being how they've dealt with adversity. Because they're not going at an unbelievable points rate. They are dropping points here and there, but every single time they need to pick themselves up, sort it out, get back going again, they do it. And that's what's happened in the last couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, I think there's two aspects. The fact that Norwich are trying to get back to the Premier League with the same manager, it's so rare that happens. And you just have to look at, I know Bournemouth and Watford had obviously been in the Premier League for a little bit longer, but this has been the same with Norwich. You know, Norwich have tried to do it with the same manager following from relegation, and that hangover is incredibly hard to shake off. There are elements that have made it harder, possibly not having fans and those sort of things in the ground, but that's the same for everyone. And likewise, Norwich, in a way, they've been, I suppose, a bit sheltered from the crowd's reaction to a degree, and have been able to just get on with their work. And I think because there's so much stability at the football club, some of those decisions they were criticised for in the Premier League. But that stability has meant that with everything that's gone on around the coronavirus pandemic, they are incredibly strong on and off the pitch for a championship club. So I think some of the issues that other championship sides have had, Norwich haven't had, and they've been probably stronger as a result. So factoring that, I mean, the way Daniel Farker has managed the season so far has been phenomenal, really. I don't know if many managers could have done what he's done. I would love to think that I'm watching a side that is stronger than they were 2 years ago, but to be honest, going to be impossible to say until, A, they do achieve promotion, and then we get to see what it's like in the Premier League. But certainly they're not weaker from what I can tell. And as I said, all credit to everyone, players and the head coach especially, for getting them back in such fine fettle so swiftly and without vast change.